Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. And how can I say that? Because I was the original. That's right. I did the first boxing talk show back in 1984, and I'm still rocking and rolling 41. Make it 42 years later. Straight up, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever-so-modest host. When I say modest, ha-ha, think caps. I'm a four-time Gold Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I know a little bit about boxing. But straight up, today's show, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on the world of boxing. We'll spend about 20 minutes of the show about Ronda Rousey. That's right, Ronda Rousey, the bitch is back. Of course, she's been on the show many, many times in the past. And if you remember the story, my producer, Scott Cuddy, called her that word, B-I-T-C-H, when she didn't pick up the phone right away at a press conference. Bottom line is, she was just doing her thing, and Cuddy was being a jerk, and Cuddy went off on her, and she went off on Cuddy, and that was the end of my relationship with Ronda Rousey. But bottom line is, tonight, Ronda Rousey doing her thing, once again, at the age of 39, taking on 44-year-old Gina Carano. And Gina Carano, of course, I met both these women in San Jose when they were fighting for Scott Coker. Scott Coker had Strikeforce MMA back in the day. But the bottom line is, they're old now. They're like faded. And of course, Netflix is doing this, so you don't have to pay any money to do it. And I think that's pretty cool. And of course, they're going up against one of Dana White's shows down there, Dana White's show down there in Las Vegas. So I'm all out for that. And listen, what they're doing is they're poking the bear. Right, you know, Dana White's a big ugly bear. You want to poke him as much as you can. Of course, he's trying to take over boxing. And now I've got some boxing journalists. In fact, guys that appear on this show that seem to be like almost figuratively blowing Dana White now because of the fact that he's got some juice in boxing. That doesn't make him a good guy. And you know what? Boxing is not as dysfunctional, as messed up as people try to make it out to be. Bottom line is, we're all... people, everybody in the boxing game is an independent contractor. And that's what the world at large can't understand. That's why we don't get pensions, that kind of stuff. We're all making what we can. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll hear from Ronda. And, of course, we'll bring in Boxing's PhD after the break. I'm talking about Mr. Socrates Palmer. I would stutter on the end. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
40 minutes past the hour. We'll change it all to the Ronda Rousey Show. Her and Gina Carano hooking it up tonight on Netflix. Talk about that in depth. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing. The media, in the New York media of yesteryear, I'm talking about newspapers and magazines, stuff like that. Dennis Rappaport and Mike Jones were Jerry Cooney's co-managers. Of course, Jerry Cooney was the last, quote, great white hope. I know some people will take exception to that, meaning saying maybe that Tommy Morrison was, but the bottom line is Jerry Cooney was, of course. Him and Larry Holmes hooked it up back in 1982. Bottom line is we'll talk about Dennis a little bit more in depth, but Dennis was a good guy. He passed away at the age of 84. He and I always didn't get along. I mean, he came into Newman's Gym here in San Francisco with Jerry Cooney in 1986, and I was the king of the gym. It was my gym. I was the baddest amateur in the gym, and I kicked ass on a lot of the pros in there, okay? That's just the way it was. It was my gym, okay? And this dude came in, Jerry Cooney and Dennis Rappaport, and they took over the gym for 2 hours. They wouldn't let anybody else train. Nobody else could train. And I had a fight coming up. I said, what kind of shit do you know? So anyway, I'm the only one that put up a bitch about it. I bitched about it and screamed. I went to Rappaport. Rappaport said, go to the gym owner. I went to the gym owner, Don Stewart, who has the worst toupee in the history of boxing. Anyway, bottom line is Don Stewart told me to get out. I had to go train across town. I kid you not. I had to leave the gym because of these creeps. Anyway, bottom line is I brought it up with Rappaport years later, and he semi-apologized. But the bottom line is he was an arrogant, pompous prick a lot of the time, and that's just the way he was. And I don't know if he had to do that to get over with Cooney or whatever. But the bottom line is he was a little rough. They called him the Wacko. Him and Mike Jones were called the Wacko Twins of New York City. Of course, that's what they're called in the newspapers. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he passed away at the age of 84. We wish his family all the best. He was a pretty good guy, but you know we had our differences, no doubt about that. Oh, and about the time I asked Jerry one time if he was a great white hope, and Dennis jumped right in between us in Las Vegas and cut the questions off. Why? How do you feel about being the great white hope? And like, Dennis jumped in and jumped. I mean, that would have been the greatest answer ever if Cooney would have been able to answer, right? But Cooney's pretty articulate, too. I was with him on February 21st in Las Vegas, and he's still rock and rolling. I think he's doing a show on Sirius XM. But straight up, let's take it to the Bronx and bring in the Bronx bomber himself, boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, young man?
Doing great, brother. Whenever I get a chance to talk boxing with a close friend, it's a beautiful thing.
Man, you sound like you're sitting next to me. You're on Teams. You sound unbelievably clear. Speaking of Teams, tomorrow we're going to bring in Donnie Lalonde, a man that put Ray Leonard down. I think it was like 1987, something. I forget what year it was. But the bottom line is he put Ray Leonard down, couldn't keep him down. Of course, Ray got up and ended up winning. But the bottom line is we'll talk with Donnie Lalonde about his life before boxing, after boxing. It's a big difference. He's a weird dude, just like me. That's the best way to put it. We're weird dudes. But the bottom line is Donnie Lalonde will be part of tomorrow's show, the original Golden Boy before Oscar De La Hoya, I guess. Straight up, the white Golden Boy. Straight up, let's go back to the ring. Sock, talk to me. Keyshawn Davis, is he a piece of work?
He is. That's a good way to put it. For a guy that his...
Mm-hmm. God, the work, the people know when I say work, I'm substituting spit with an H.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy whose nickname when he first came up was the businessman, his business savvy is Trumpish. You know, I mean, he's self sabotaging himself.
How?
Missed weight again.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if aside from showing up the night of the fight, the first obligation that you have is to make the contracted weight. And, you know, Keyshawn Davis for a second time failed to do that. You know, against a fighter that he has all sorts of history, you know, and fighting in your hometown, just one of the most unprofessional things a fighter could do is missing weight, you know, and especially in your hometown.
Didn't he lose a title because he missed weight?
Yes, he did. His first world title, he lost it at the scales. This fight is a rematch because the first fight that happened in Texas a couple of years ago was overturned for a positive marijuana test. And the other side, you know, the backstory is that his brothers try to jump Mr. Albright.
No. Whoa. You said try. You said like they made an attempt. He had some bruises.
Yeah. I mean, like a bunch of suckers, they jumped on him because he beat up his older, less talented brother, fair and square. And then they try to run down on him like some street urchins. And now we're here. And, you know, so. Keyshawn Davis, loads of talent, excellent fighter in the ring. He fights in a way that you like. He comes to knock people out. He's actually on a 3-fight knockout streak. But, man, he can't get out of his own way, it seems.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of guys that have been that way. As far as not making weight's concerned, it's such a stressful time. You know, making weight is so stressful. You've been around boxers mm-hmm. a lot. You train them. You know what I'm mm-hmm. talking about. I mean, it's just a stressful time, especially if you've got to cut weight. Some guys cut weight down to unnatural size. Can you be the first to admit that?
100%. Yes.
Okay, 100%. I should have been fighting at 132. I was the opposite. I was fighting at 139 and say, which was the junior welterweight limit back then. But had I been disciplined, I would have been able to get down to 132 pounds. No doubt about that. Now, I would have probably walked into the ring at 135 because they weighed us in like right before the fights back then. That was some nasty stuff. They would weigh you in like 45 minutes before you're about to do. You and the guy just showed up at the arena and they're weighing you in.
And there's no time to put on 10 or 15 pounds, right, the night before?
No, there's no time to do anything. All you can do is like, listen, those the days of the smokers, the fact that mm-hmm. I was a little bit more talented than the other guys made it easier for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew I was 99 out of 10 times I was probably going to be able to smoke these guys. But the guys, especially the guys down in the valley. That's why I patted my record, Socrates. I got to admit it. I went down to the valley. I qualified for the welterweight nationals by beating up a bunch of farmers down there. Guys look like Cesar Chavez, like 35 pounds overweight. I'm not talking about Cesar Chavez, the boxer. I'm talking about Cesar Chavez, the farm worker. I mean, that's how bad these guys were. I'm not kidding you, man. I remember one time my mother said to me, she goes, Pete, you really made just drive all the way to Bakersfield for this?
So you're beating up a bunch of strawberry pickers?
Oh, you know? It was terrible. I didn't know until I wouldn't know until I got there. I mean, I trained for the devil. You know, I'd be training for the devil.
Right.
And then it'd show up and it'd be like, you know, Carly Simon. Big difference.
Yeah. Well, since you experienced the same day weigh-ins, would you like to see pro boxing go back to that? Do you think we would have less of these weigh-in shenanigans?
I think we might, but the flip side to that is the danger involved because, you know, you had guys like Gerald McClellan would come down and lose like 14 pounds in the last day and a half. And, of course, you saw what happened to him
right.
when he had that fight with Nigel Benn over there in the UK. Of course, he knocked Nigel Benn into like, what did he knock him to, the fourth row in the first round? Knock him into the fourth or fifth or something. I mean, he knocked him out of the ring.
okay?
And, yes.
And they had some long-ass count. It was like the referee was reading. It was like he was like a pro wrestling referee. He was like reading a newspaper or doing something else. He wasn't taking care of business. Anyway, Nigel McClain climbed. They pushed him back. Yeah, wait, they pushed him back in the ring. So he got back in the ring, mm-hmm. and McClellan, about 8 or 9 rounds later, his brain fluids depleted to the point where he got hit, and he just fell apart. Because that's what happens when you cut weight. There's a fluid in your brain that is it's taken away, and your brain is more likely to bounce around inside your head. That's the way it's been explained to me from a layman's point of view. That make any sense?
Yeah, it's the glucose, you know, that we have surrounding the brain, and it acts like a cushion. I mean, look, I mean, the human head is not meant to be struck, you know, but in boxing, that's part of the course. And yeah, the electrolytes that you lose before the fight and the sugar, that's what, you know, puts our bodies in danger for those traumatic brain injuries.
And you know, but I've watched guys cut weight. I mean, Durant used to cut weight all the time, and he would cut like 15, 20 pounds sometimes in the last 2-3 days. And of course, that's what happened when he cut all that weight with Tommy Hearns. He got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. For the most part, it worked for him, but a couple times it didn't work for him. Of course, he lost to Ricky Stackhouse. Who's Ricky Stackhouse? Who knows? But the bottom line is Durant lost to him because of the fact that he had problems getting down in weight and being sharp. At the end of the day, Roberto Durant, when he was pressed and had to make 147 pounds, 154 pounds, he was in shape. Of course, I think the last time we really saw him in shape was when he beat your boy, Aram Barkley. When he beat Barkley, when he knocked Barkley down that 12th round with that four-punch combination, he threw the fifth punch, but it missed.
That was a beautiful. That was probably the greatest combination I've ever seen. You know, it was just pinpoint. It was something like a movie. You know, I mean, guys, you see guys in the gym doing pad work, you know, working on these combinations that they're never going to use. Roberto Duran used it in real time. And I think it cemented. I mean, he was a Hall of Famer already, but that just cemented him as an all-time great. He was 36?
Yeah, something like that. So I fly into Philadelphia, and they tell me you can't get to Atlantic City because it's snowing. The only thing that's going to Atlantic City are cars with snow tires and chains and that kind of good stuff. So I'm freaking out. I'm like freaking out. How am I going to get there? I think I've got 13 or 14 hours to get to the arena. Anyway, bottom line is I rented a car with four-wheel drive. And I was the only one cruising down the Atlantic City Expressway, and I was puffing up going down the Atlantic City Expressway in this four-wheel drive vehicle. Because you couldn't, and I panicked, and I called like four, I was at the airport, and I called like four or five different rent-a-car places, and one guy says to me, oh, we got one four-wheel drive vehicle left. I said, listen, pal, I'm at the other side of the airport. If you hold on to that car for me, he goes, well, I'll hold on to you. I said, no, I'll give you an extra $50. He goes, you, huh? I said, you don't have to do that. I said, hold on to it. I'll be there in 15 minutes. Anyway, bottom line is I gave him his $50. He was happy, and I got to go to the fight. Of course, I remember Mike Trainer, the brains behind Ray Leonard. He was there, and he thought that Duran might have got a bit of a gift in the decision. I don't think so. We're going to roll to an early break. Not an early break. It's 23 minutes past the hour. We're going to roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I do want to mention the fact that Daniel Ogden's mother had some medical issues this week, and they all came out super good. And, you know, it can't be better for the super kid than having a super mom well. So straight up, we're happy for that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, just excited to be back. I wish we could do a fight every night. You know me, Pedro.
Looking over that shoulder, I see my buddy Nick Charles, CNN fame. Had all the hair, had the greatest hair in the entire world. He had more hair than four or five dudes put together, I kid you not. He looked like the hair bearer guy all by himself, of course. Talk about clean-ass Nick Charles, of course, he was CNN first, of course, when he finished up. Before he got cancer, he was with Showtime doing Showtime Championship Boxing. And of course, we wish him the family, him and his family, the best. He sent me a tweet. I think three days before he died, something like it was really tough. Anyway, I don't do Twitter because two people that died sent me tweets, and I don't dig tweet. I don't. It was really Emmanuel Stewart sent me a tweet when he died two or three days before, and so did Nick Charles. That was a little weird because they were both close to me and. I'm weird, so I don't do Twitter anymore, straight up. Now, I don't like Elon Musk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Although, I do, you know, I drove one of them Teslas. I rented a Tesla in L.A. a few months ago. I had to go see some concert, and it was a cool car, but the car is a self-snitching car. Do you know what you know what I mean by a self-snitching car?
No, explain, sir.
The car has cameras. The car has cameras. Everything you do in the car is recorded. Everything you do. You get out, it's recorded. When people walk up to the car, the cameras go off. When people go near the car, the cameras go off, okay? So anyway, when I had to plant the GPS on a car, remember they told me, yeah, you know, you can't plant a GPS on a Tesla because the camera can see you, blah, 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 blah. So I told the lady, I said, you know, she goes, well, I've called other PIs and private investigators, and they can't get a GPS on the Tesla, blah, 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 because of the surveillance and the cameras. And I said, will you give me $1,000 if I can do it? She goes, oh, I don't know. I said, will you give me $1,000? And she goes, oh. Anyway, what I did was I parked three cars away from his car, and I climbed under three cars and did it that way. I rolled under three straight cars, and her car was the fourth car over. So anyway, I tagged that car up, and I was done. She got her grand. I got my grand in the whole nine yards, and she had me take it out about a week later. And, of course, she popped her husband. Her husband was going to some rendezvous with a lady he wasn't supposed to be, put it to you like that. And of course it ended, as do a lot of my cases, in divorce.
A job well done.
What can I say? You know, he brought that spin on himself.
Hey, what did Beretta used to say? Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Something like that. Anyway, bottom line is Karen is back. Remember Karen? Karen Chukwuemeka, and he's going to fight across the pond. I wanted to mention that. But let's go back to Keyshawn Davis and Nahir Albright. Nahir Albright can't punch. That's sort of what makes him almost a non-entity. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's like a guy, a borderline guy, but if he could punch, he'd be a different fighter.
Yeah, that's true. That is definitely the equalizer. He's a good boxer. You know, he had a good win against Frank Martin. He knows what to do in that ring, but the punching power is something that keeps other fighters honest, and Albright is limited in that aspect, but he's a tough Philly guy. This should be a really good fight because, like I said, there's that personal animosity, you know, so I expect a good show.
But that fight with Frank Martin, they called it a draw. I thought he beat Martin, though.
Me too. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I thought he got jobbed.
Well, that's Tim Cheatham was involved.
Say less.
Tim Cheatham, if you had a name like that, would you ever get involved in any type of officiating like that? You'd change your name. I mean, you just would. I think I would. Eastman, something like that. If you want, he can go in 1,000 different directions ethnically with that if he wants.
I mean, only in boxing. I mean, if you were writing some sort of movie script and you had a judge named Tim Cheatham, they think you're kind of pushing it, but that's this guy's real name.
How about Steve Smoger being taken off the bench in whatever state it was, New Jersey or whatever state he was from? He was taken off the bench from the Superior Court bench and removed as a judge because he fined black people and brown people sometimes double when he did white people. I mean, in other words, if a white person got 10 days in jail, he gave a black person 30 days in jail for the same thing. And they found, listen, rarely, and I've talked to my attorney about this, Mark Risman, but rarely in the history of this country, in jurisprudence, have you ever seen a judge taken off the bench. And Steve Smoker was taken off the bench. And he should have never officiated another boxing match. And I wrote about that. And he used to look at me, and he would want to sneer, but if he sneered, he knew I'd crack him. You know what I'm saying? But no, I'm serious. Cause, oh no, back in the day, when I was in my prime, I took no smack from none of them dudes, man. And they knew it.
Listen, and it's, you never know people, right? Cause I was around Steve Smoger a lot. You know, he repped a lot of fights here at the Garden and Foxwoods and stuff like that. And deep down, it's like, this guy's a racist POS. You
know, listen, I'll say it again to my audience. Rarely, I mean, like a one in a zillion, do you ever hear of a judge being removed from the bench? I mean, you just never hear of it, okay? And the bottom line is, Steve Smoger was removed from a Superior Court position in the state, and of course, he was judging boxing matches involving black people, and I just didn't get it. I mean, that was sort of weird for me. And when I wrote about it, I sent stuff to the athletic commissions. I said to him, hey, the guy's been taken off. He's been taken off the bench. What are you going to do about it? None of the athletic commissions ever got back to me officially.
Great. Only in boxing.
Only in boxing. By the way, Nahir Albright and, of course, and Mr. Davis are going to hook this up on the Zone. It's Top Rank's first fight card on the Zone. Why would Top Rank invest any money in Keyshawn Davis?
Well, he's talented, you know, and he is part of the brand that, you know, they put forth in terms of getting back on streaming, him and Xander Zayas, they're probably the two best fighters on the roster. And Keyshawn Davis, he's a good fighter to watch. You just want him to take life serious, and maybe fight the best opponents out there. I mean, maybe fight his quote unquote brother, Shakur Stevenson, you know,
that ain't gonna happen.
Day. No. I mean, it's, how convenient is it, right? That the best guy in the division is your best friend. I mean, come on, get over it. You know, I don't buy that at all. But they're managed by the same person, James Prince, I believe. So,
Speaking of James Prince, man, the feds are on his ass.
Oh, good. I mean, I'm sorry, really?
Golly, for what? Wish. Yeah, well, evidently, they've
what
done
can
some,
it be?
Some RICO. They're being investigated for RICO. Him and his son's a real piece of work. And I mean, really, mm-hmm. Capital letters when I say work and his son.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm shocked. What would a fine, you know, businessman like James Prince, you know, why would they be investigating him for?
Well, I remember he was the CEO of Rap-A-Lot Records. He started that thing about two decades ago. But the bottom line is, guys told me if you didn't sign with him, stuff happened. Spit with an H happened.
Ask Leonard Elby what happened in the gym. You know, that's very famous. You know, supposedly, you know, he found the wrong, he was on the wrong end of a pistol whipping. in the gym. So, yeah. And I believe he went crying to Bob Arum. Remember? It's a very famous story.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, it ain't getting guns pulled on you, stuff like that. It's happened to me in boxing one time. I can't remember the heavyweight contender that pulled his son pulled a gun on me. Who was it? It'll come to me later, but the bottom line is he was a fringe heavyweight contender, and he fought all the big guys except Ali, I think, in the 1960s, and it's killing me. Bottom line is I can't think of his name. But anyway, at the end of the night, I went to get paid for being a ring announcer, and his son pulled a gun on me.
For you coming to get your money.
I'm coming to get my money. At the end of the night, he pulled a gun on me. So he pulls back his shirt. I said, what are you showing me? He goes, I can't pay you. He goes, I'm not going to pay you. I said, why? He goes, I don't want to. I said, okay. I said, you don't know I'm an ex-cop, do you? He goes, huh? I said, you don't know I'm an ex-cop. I said, I call the Vallejo police right now and put your black ass in jail.
Did he change his mind?
He's they're starting negotiating at that point when they realize you ain't no dumb schlep. You know what I'm saying? But that was, anyway, I'll say this, but Cameron Duncan, I was supposed to get $500 for doing the ring announcing. Cameron Duncan made good on it. Cameron Duncan was a top-ranked executive at the time. He's a boxing manager out of Texas and New Mexico. But the bottom line is he made good on it. And for me and Cameron, we're tight because of that. Cameron's cool with me because of that.
Yeah, he had some major players. Tim Bradley he had, and I think he was Terrence Crawford at one point.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He was a major player. No doubt about it. Speaking of major player, you have a good week, sir.
Thank you, my brother. And, real quick, happy anniversary to my wife
tomorrow. Oh, Sophie. Hey, all the best to Mrs. Oh, man, Mrs. Palmer, I got to play something to you. We'll do that tomorrow. Happy anniversary. All the best to you, my brother.
Thank you, bro. Bye-bye. Thank you, bro.
Call me. Did you call me pork?
No, bro.
It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights me 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
She just sounds like a bitch, doesn't she? I mean, you know, you wouldn't want to have her over for coffee. Bottom line is, I was also almost tempted to call the San Jose, the city that, from which I wrote this article. Of course, this article I put up at Substack.com, the Pedro 1234 column. Of course, it's P-A-Y-D-R-O 1234, the numbers. Of course, that is my Substack website. But the bottom line is, of course, you know, when I first met Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano, they were doing things with Scott Coker down there, of course, Strikeforce MMA. Of course, that was in Silicon Valley. But the bottom line is, quick background to Ronda, of course, her and I mingled with a Strikeforce press conference, and I've seen her fight a few times. I knew she was the first American female in history to win an Olympic medal. I think she won the bronze. Yeah, she did win the bronze back in the 2008 games that was in Beijing. Of course, that was the Olympics in which Muhammad Ali carried the torch and his hands were shaking. But the bottom line is, the unbeaten UFC champ really became a one-trick pony. She was really a one-trick pony. After leaving Strikeforce, Ronda ascended to the UFC 135-pound championship and went on to become the real first women's superstar in MMA. But all she had in her repertoire was an armbar from her judo background. Outside of that finishing move, Ronda was a limited fighter with an entertaining attitude who was white and blonde, and she could talk spit with an H. Bottom line is, Ronda's classic line, of course, talked to you, but you heard about her talking about Chris Cyborg Santos being on steroids and horse semen and all that kind of stuff. Bottom line is, tonight, she takes on a former Strikeforce champion, of course, talk about Gina Carano. Who did Gina Carano lose to? Chris Cyborg Santos. She didn't even last a round. I mean, Cyborg Santos destroyed her in 4 minutes and 50 seconds of a fight. Of course, that was back in 2009. That was the last time she fought, 16, 17 years ago, okay? Bottom line is, wow, holy cow. Of course, she did some Disney movies. I think she was like the mermaid or some kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, Gina did okay after the ass whoop from Cyborg as far as making money is concerned. But the bottom line is, Ronda's a bitch. And yeah, my producer said it. My late producer of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Scott Cuddy, had me seated in the Sports Byline studio. Of course, as we're about to tape 10 minutes with Ronda, who at the time was the hottest name in the UFC. Of course, Ronda stepped away from the phone. We were like Ronda's like 20th interview on Media Day. Of course, she stepped away from the phone for a minute. When Scott was asking for her on the phone, she didn't answer. He says, "Where is that bitch?" Oh, unfortunately for Sports Byline and myself, Ronda heard him and then proceeded to cuss out Cuddy before hanging up. We never talked again. So neither of these chicks, as I said, have fought in years. Carano retiring in 2009, or 17 years ago, of course, and Ronda's last fight was in 2016. And together they are 44 and 39 years old. Wow. So why is this happening? A couple old people? Bottom line is, it's big money and a chance to poke at the bear. I've talked about that a little bit earlier. They are both set to make millions of dollars for a female MMA fight. Of course, maybe a record purse as far as Ronda's concerned, but that might surprise some. But Dana the MMA pimp White, or the UFC bear, he doesn't pay his athletes well at all. Las Vegas likes Ronda a 5-1 favorite. Las Vegas says she's a 5-1 favorite. The latest odds, Rousey versus Carano has Rousey a -575. Make that almost a 6-1 favorite. Bet 575 to win $100. If you want to bet on the underdog, Gina Carano, you bet $100 to win $425. Bottom line is, I don't know, but there's bad blood between these two broads, so however long it lasts, it's going to be good. Now, I want to mention the fact that Dennis Rappaport passed away. I mentioned a little bit earlier, but you know, he had a unique perspective on doing things. Of course, he hated Don Trump. He really hated Donald Trump. I mean, if he could give all the money he had, and he was a multi-millionaire, to get rid of Donald Trump, I think Dennis would have done it. I kid you not. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he passed away at the age of 84. He was a good guy. He spent some time around me after the Cooney days, and we had fun after the Cooney days. But during the Cooney days, he was like, you know, he was just a bit of a jerk. He just was, and he was not an easy guy to be around. So I wish his family the very best of luck, of course. Tomorrow, coming up on The Zone, The Zone's going to take that back on The Zone. It's got two cards today. Dave Allen and Flip Hozovic for the IBF Intercontinental Heavyweight title, whatever that means. It means 12 rounds probably. May 16th on DAZN. I think that's coming to us from the from Europe. And, of course, Keyshawn Davis, and Nahir Albright doing their second time. And, of course, that's going to be on DAZN as well. I'm not a big fan of either guys. But May 22nd, next week, maybe a future star in boxing, Amari Jones taking on Vicente Gualatari. Bottom line is an IBF eliminator, but he can fight. I mean, Amari Jones, people telling me that he really is a guy. Of course, May 22nd, the undefeated world heavyweight champion. I got a problem with that. I just do. He's, in my mind, Oleg Usyk is too small to be heavyweight champion of the world. In other words, if I was another heavyweight, I think I could beat him. I do. I mean, he's quick and he moves good and he's a survivor, but he don't take it to the body well at all. I mean, every time he's been hitting the body, he's either folded or come close to folding this and that. So bottom line is he's never lost a fight at cruiserweight to heavyweight, although he had some close calls. Everybody has close calls. But the bottom line is Oleg Usyk is taking on this guy. I think he's had one professional fight, maybe no professional fights. He's a kickboxer, and they're calling it for the United Heavyweight title. You got to be kidding me. He's putting his title on the line against this guy. I guess if the heavyweight champion of the world does step in the ring against anybody, the title is on the line. But his name is Rico Verhoeven, and I think he's only got one fight or less than one fight so far. He's an MMA guy, so does that make it legit? No, it doesn't. But the bottom line is they're going to sell this to you on May 22nd. Of course, it's on DAZN. You don't have to do an extra pay-per-view on this one. Of course, DAZN's been trying to rape people as far as pay-per-view charges are concerned. But the bottom line is Oleg Usyk and Rico Verhoeven going to go May 22nd on DAZN. Of course, I think that's coming to us from Saudi Arabia. On the same card, the guy that I'm really high on, I'm serious. I mean, this guy can fight, I think, a little bit. Hamza Shiraz. Of course, I think he's a once-beaten, undefeated Arab fighter. Of course, he had some problems at 160 with the 160-pound champion of the WBC a couple of years ago. But the bottom line is, since then, he's moved up in weight. And he's looked spectacular. He just has. I think he's one of the better fighters in the world, but people don't want to give him credit. If he was to stay more active, I think that we could see some good things about that. And of course, May 30th, the next victim of David Benavidez, right? You know, the charismatic monster. I'm talking about the 175-pound world champion, the 200-pound world champion. What can I say? He really is the king of all boxing. I'm talking about David Benavidez. What is he, 31-0, 26 knockouts? Of course, a few weeks ago, lit up Zerto Ramirez. I mean, Zerto Ramirez, I was down there. I was in my VIP box there. It was sort of cool at the T-Mobile Arena, of course. And we're sitting there, and, you know, I'm expecting Zerto Ramirez to put up somewhat of a decent fight. In other words, you know, he's a little bit bigger than David Benavidez physically, or looked bigger than him physically. So I thought he'd be able to impose his will just a little bit. He couldn't do anything. I mean, he wasn't in the fight after the referee's instructions. Once they rung the bell, it was all David Benavidez. And that's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be with everybody. Everybody Benavidez fights, he's going to light up the White House Christmas tree because he's better than everybody else. That's what you don't want. A lot of people, black fans tell me, oh, man, you know, and other Mexicans, the different ethnic groups, they rumble because, see, David Benavidez doesn't identify with an ethnic group because he's Mexican-American and Ecuadorian. So you mix those two together, and the Mexicans down there in Mexico, they treat him like he's Oscar De La Hoya. Of course, they didn't dig De La Hoya at all. The Golden Boy, of course, he went on to do some great things. 1992 Olympic gold medalist, won world championships all the way from 130 pounds, so I think, to 160. Of course, that 160 fight was a little bit shaky. But the bottom line is he was solid all the way up to 150 pounds, 54 pounds, the Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya. But anyway, Dmitry Bivol, going to do his thing. May the 30th, of course, not my favorite fighter. I think he's boring. I think he's predictable. I think he's going to get destroyed. I think if it was a fight, David Benavidez, Benavidez should have to sign some type of a waiver so the cops don't arrest him afterwards for assault with intent to commit murder. Because I'm telling you, when he gets a hold of Dmitry Bivol, if you think he punched holes in those Sugar Ray Leonard-like combinations he was throwing at the end of rounds against Zerto, if you think that he's not going to do that to Dmitry Bivol, you're wrong. He sparred Dmitry Bivol because Bivol says, you know, yeah, he beat me in sparring, but that's sparring. No. I'm going to tell you like this. For the most part, with the exception of one fight I had with Juan Rodriguez, every guy that I beat in the gym, I could beat in the ring. Of course, Juan Rodriguez, I disrespected him. I didn't train hard for him. And those guys, they trained for me. They watched video tapes the whole 9 yards. I got to give them some props, and they beat me. I can't think of his trainer's name right now, but Frank, that was a smooth move by Frank and those guys. They studied tape of me, and Juan beat me up. He just did. I mean, I didn't think. And, of course, I begged for a rematch. He said that was his claim to fame, beating me at the time. I was the Golden Glove champion, so he wasn't going to give me a rematch. But the bottom line is, you know, I beat this guy up in the gym, and then he beat me up in a real fight. type, but I think the fact that I wasn't motivated, and I think that the fact that I rolled over them in the gym like a steamroller so many different times. I mean, I was thinking to myself, do these guys really want to, why would these guys really even want to fight me? As bad as I beat this guy up in the gym. Well, the reason why was they had the mechanics and the wherewithal to beat me, and they sure did. So I give them props, no doubt about that. Juan Rodriguez, of course, I think he turned pro and had an unsuccessful professional career. Anyway, Hamzat Shiraz, I think he's one of the better fighters, pound for pound. He's fighting some guy by the name of Alec Bijak for the WBO, World Boxing Organization, Puerto Rican. That's where the WBO is based. Super middleweight title, of course. As far as the upcoming fights are concerned, the Bivol fight against Michael Effort is going to go down May the 30th, of course, for the IBF and WB light heavyweight title. The WBC heavyweight champion is David Benavidez. I mean, why would Dimitri Bivol duck David Benavidez? Why? Same reason why Canelo Alvarez ducked him. And you can't tell me, oh, like, you know, Eddie Reynoso, Canelo's trainer. Oh, that fight, it could have happened, but we're past that fight. No, you never addressed that fight. You didn't want to get in the ring with Canelo, with David Benavidez. I'm telling you, he's a monster. And I don't mean the Mexican monster. He's just a monster. Anybody he gets in the ring with, he's going to destroy. And guess what? I think he's a live underdog, and I think he might be able to beat Oleg Usyk. I mean, not that I'm disrespecting Usyk to the point where I think there's some guys in the middle walk up and gangster slap him, but I think if there's anybody that can with the hand speed and the power, I think you put the two together and the fact that he's willing to do it. And let me tell you, he's got big cojones. I mean, David Benavidez is not some guy that's small, that has hamster-sized stones. He just doesn't. He has stones the size of an elephant. He's willing to almost walk into anything. It's David Morrell at the end of the 12th round last year. He was trying to finish David Morrell. He tries his hardest to entertain and to finish guys. That's what we want in boxing. We don't want Floyd Mayweather. We don't want, I mean, you just don't. You don't want Shakur Stevenson. I mean, Shakur Stevenson, one of the most talented boxers come along in a long time. Nobody wants to see him fight. The people in Newark, New Jersey, they leave the arena early. By the eighth round of one of his recent fights, they were walking out. Why? Because he sucks. You don't want to watch guys that box like Floyd Mayweather. Speaking of Mayweather, is he going to do this thing with Pacquiao in September or not? Of course, it's been up, it's been down, it's been official, it's been unofficial. I don't know what's going on. It was an exhibition. It was a real fight. You know, I just wish that Floyd would go away. I mean, Floyd, take his broke ass and go away. Of course, this is a guy that had made millions of dollars. I think he exaggerated the amount of money that he's really made, but I think he's made, obviously, a lot of money. But the bottom line is he's had problems paying his bills. Of course, the gym owners and the gym employees down there in Los Angeles for his boxing gym, of course, Mayweather's boxing gym, they went on strike, and Manny Pacquiao ended up buying the gym from him. That's right. Pacquiao bought the gym. Some of the real estate he had in New York City, of course, that's behind as far as his taxes are concerned. Tax issues with properties in Las Vegas. The IRS filed a $7.3 million lien against him. I mean, Floyd's in a lot of trouble. He just is. I mean, he doesn't want to cop to it, but he's in a lot of trouble. And I thought at times when guys get in trouble like this, they check out on their own. Now, I'm not trying to say that Floyd's going to kill himself. What I'm trying to say is there's a possibility. It just is. When you're under that kind of pressure, man, there's always a possibility. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Guess you didn't tell Dad your family was coming.
Well, he never warns me when he is. So I feel like I owe him nothing.
I don't know how to come. Even I can't come back from that one. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live, where you're inside the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, live in San Francisco, it's 11:56 a.m. Pacific time, of course, on a Saturday. Of course, East Coast is 2:56. And, of course, at 5 p.m. Eastern time and 2 p.m. Pacific time, the Ronda Rousey card goes live on Netflix. Of course, Ronda Rousey and Gina Kronos live on Netflix. It's free. If you don't know how to watch Netflix by now, you're lame. But the bottom line is most people know how to get it for free. And if you don't have any cable system, most people do. So, I mean, this is not an issue as far as getting and watching this fight. I don't know if it's going to be entertaining, but I tell you this. Both chicks don't like each other, and when two chicks have bad blood for each other, you know, it can get nasty. And we're talking about a cat fight with two chicks that can fight. I mean, they can really fight. Ronda, say what you want about her, a one-trick pony as far as the arm bar and judo and that kind of stuff is concerned. Bottom line, she's a tarot. If she smells blood, she's all over you. Gina Carano, more like a gentleman, per se, as far as a fighter is concerned. She's sort of a little more gentle than Ronda Rousey's, but the bottom line, she's going to come to fight. She's going to give it her all. Of course, she's got her pride on the line, of course, and she wants to make a bigger and better name for herself to go back to Disney movies and stuff like that. I mean, whoever wins in this event, I hope they don't continue, but the bottom line is Ronda says it's her last fight regardless, win or lose, but the bottom line is whoever wins this fight is probably going to be put onto another somewhat of a pedestal. But at the age of 39, Ronda should think about giving it up. And, of course, 44, Gina Carano should have gave it up a long time ago. But the bottom line is these chicks are going to hook it up tonight. Now, as far as the fights on the zone, I'm not a big fan of Nate Albright, of course, or Keyshawn Davis, but that's going to be a main event. Keyshawn Davis is 14-0 with 10 KOs, called the next champion, this and that. It's a piece of work. Anyway, Nahir Albright, 17-2-1, 7 KOs. His knock is he can't punch. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. You can't punch. You go into a fight, sort of like going to a gunfight with a knife. It usually doesn't work. You're not too successful too often. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, I said the Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano fight coming up. Of course, Dana White's got something going tonight, I think, on his ESPN channel or something like that. But the bottom line is, you know, I'm not a big fan of Dana White, but I do have the obligation, the moral obligation, to tell you that there is MMA as far as TV is concerned. Of course, the Keyshawn Davis and Nahir Albright fight, I don't think it's going to have too much fireworks. I mean, the only fireworks these guys get into is after the fights. That's when the main fireworks go off as far as Keyshawn Davis and his family are concerned. But 14-0, if he went 14-1, I wouldn't be disappointed. Straight up, you have been another edition of Ring Talk Live. Well, I want to mention the fact that Danny Ogden's mother has some, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I got to repeat this because listen, I would crawl through broken glass to see my mother again or my Auntie Julie. I would, okay? I would crawl through broken glass, okay? And, you know, Daniel's mother's been ill and this and that, and she came back with the best medical report this week she could ever come back with. So the bottom line is that entire family's happy, and I feel good about that. So I wish them the very best as far as the Ogden family is concerned in the future. Straight up, losing your mother is, I can't explain it. Straight up, this is another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, I prepare for the Sunday show a lot better than I do the Saturday show. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live in these same channels. Till then, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Hollywood, Hollywood, will never be my style.